Will members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to indicate their presence by voting? Will the clerk please take the roll?
29 members present.
Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Excused from the call today are Representative Flood, Kopanen, Phillips, Ringstad, Ewling, Winty, Fritz, and Liska. However, I note on the floor the presence of Representative Ringstad and Representative Fritz and Liska.
Will the members please rise for the invocation by Representative Martin? Oh, excuse me. Representative Miller.
We have a naughty time this morning, Mr. Speaker. Our Father in Heaven, your servant David said in his Psalms, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it." Lord, this is your day, and we do rejoice. We rejoice in the opportunity to serve you and the people of this nation and the people of this state. Amen.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on a journal and that the chaplain's fee be waived.
Object.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the clerk please certify the journal for the 117th legislative day?
As chief clerk, I certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 117th day and House Supplement number 60.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the 117th day and House Supplement number 60 be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A is a gentleman who has a long involvement in civic activities and is a businessman from Anchorage. Please help me welcome Jim Crawford.
Messages from the governor.
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate approved the following citations: honoring Maria Del Pilar Williams, honoring Robert Waldman, honoring the Chugiak High School drama debate, and forensics. Excuse me. Oh, dear. I've lost control.
Speaker, may we? Hostilities. House, please come back to order.
And honoring the Chugiak High School drama debate and forensics team. The Senate has passed the following, and they are transmitted for consideration. Senate Bill number 263 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. Oh, excuse me. Oh, dear.
Can we have another release?
Will the House please stand at ease? Before the ease, we were to messages from the Senate.
Senate Bill number 263 by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an act relating to notices for occupational safety and health violations.
Senate Bill 263 is referred to the Labor and Commerce Committee.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 6 by Kurtula, encouraging the upgrading and resurfacing of the Old Glenn Highway from the Knick River to the Matanuska River.
Transportation and Finance Committees.
I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Other communications?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had Senate Bill 53, authorizing municipalities to accept exempt business inventories from taxation under consideration, and recommends it do pass and attaches a letter of intent and a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Ms. Locker, Chairman, concurred in by Locker, Tischer, Zemanski, and McBride. Clarkson has no recommendation. Senate Bill 53 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had Senate Bill 208, extending the termination date of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board under consideration, recommends that it do pass with attached amendment. The report was signed by Mr. Liska, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Bussell, Barnes, Clarkson, Liska, and Hayes. Senate Bill 208 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on Judiciary has had Senate Bill 231, extending the life of the Parole Board, under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Liska, Vice Chairman, concurred in by Bussell, Clarkson, Barnes, Hayes, and Liska. Senate Bill 231 has no further referral.
Representative Clarkson, will the House please stand at ease? Before the at ease, we will report to reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Transportation has had House Concurrent Resolution 10 relating to access to Whittier, Alaska under consideration, recommends it be replaced with CS for HCR 10 transportation, and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Ms. Cato, Chairman, concurred in by Herman, M.W. Miller, Zemanski, Locker, Phillips, and Cato. Abood has no recommendation. House Concurrent Resolution Number 10 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Committee on State Affairs has had House Concurrent Resolution 22 relating to executive appointments of the governor under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, Schultz, Cowdery, and Furness. Signing, no recommendation, Larson. M.M. Miller signed, HCR is waste of honor? Of money, excuse me, do not pass. House Concurrent Resolution Number 22 has no further referral. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 323, Residency and Residency Requirements under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 323, Judiciary with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a new fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Barnes, Liska, Hayes, and Bussell, having no recommendation, Clarkson and Malone. House Bill 323 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. I have no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 40 by Vasca, Adams, Clarkson, M.M. Miller, Malone, Herman, Kopanen, Hurlburt, Fuller, Davis, and Jaroff, relating to the protection of Bering Sea fisheries.
House Concurrent Resolution 40 is referred to the House Special Committee on Fisheries and the Finance Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction, first reading, and reference of bills.
House Bill Number 416 by Herman, an act relating to appointed Coastal Resource Service Boards.
Resources and Finance Committees.
House Bill 417 by Vasca, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for construction of an airport at Nunapitchuk and providing for an effective date.
Transportation and Finance Committees.
House Bill 418 by Locker, an act relating to the rights of physically disabled persons. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Speaker, that was for tomorrow. I have no further bills for introduction.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 42 by Locker and Larson, an act relating to the determination of population for purposes of calculating amounts of state aid and providing for an effective date. The Committee on Community and Regional Affairs has had sponsor substitute for House Bill 42 under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42, CNRA, with the same title, and recommends it do pass and attaches a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Ms. Locker, Chairman, concurred in by Tischer, Fritz, Phillips, Locker, and McBride, having no recommendations, Zemanski and Clarkson. The Committee on Finance has had the bill under consideration, recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42, Finance, with the same title, reports it back with individual recommendations and a zero fiscal note. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, signing do pass, Pestinger, Flood, Martin, and Ward, having no recommendation, Duncan, Adams, and Jaroff. I have two committee substitutes on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute finance for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42 be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the finance committee substitute is adopted in lieu of the original bill. Does the clerk have amendments?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute finance for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 42, Finance, by the Finance Committee. An act relating to the determination of population for purposes of calculating amounts of state aid and providing for an effective date.
Is there debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Zaroff?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Speaker, from yea to nay.
Representative Zaroff from yea to nay. Clerk may take the roll.
23 yeas, 12 nays.
The Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42 has passed the House. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of committee substitute.
That motion's out of order, Representative Barnes.
Excuse me. May I retract that motion, Mr. Speaker? I move in the effective date clause.
Without objection, the previous motion is retracted and the effective date clause has been moved. Is there objection? Representative Adams, you wish the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I would give notice of reconsideration of my vote on committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 42, Finance.
I believe, Representative Adams, that would be more appropriate after we have voted on the adoption of the effective date clause. So I'll rule that out of order temporarily. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the effective date clause for the Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
30 yeas, 4 nays.
The effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to give notice of reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 42, Finance, at this time, Mr. Speaker.
Yes, Representative Adams.
Yes, and I'd like to take that up probably the 14th session, legislature session.
The notice of reconsideration has been given by Representative Adams for his vote on the Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42. Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask for a brief at ease, please.
Will the House please stand at ease? During the at ease, it was pointed out that on the vote on the adoption of the effective date clause, that Representative Furness did not vote, and therefore I'll ask the clerk to void the roll call for the adoption of the effective date clause for the Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42, and we'll deal with that again. Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt the effective date clause for the Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? The clerk may take the roll.
30 yeas, 4 nays.
The effective date clause has been adopted. Representative Adams, just to do this properly, you want to give your notice for reconsideration again?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. At this time, I'd like to give my notice reconsideration of committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill number 42, Finance.
Notice of reconsideration has been given by Representative Adams for his vote on the Finance Committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 42. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
House Bill number 293 by Ward, an act relating to the definition of the term agency in the Ombudsman Act. The Committee on Judiciary has had House Bill 293 under consideration and recommends it do pass and attaches 3-0 fiscal notes. Report was signed by Mr. Bussell, Chairman, concurred in by Liska, Hayes, Clarkson, Barnes, and Bussell. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that House Bill 293 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed on final passage.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Will the clerk please read the bill for the third time?
House Bill number 293 by Ward, excuse me, an act relating to the definition of the term agency in the Ombudsman Act.
Is there debate?
Question.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall House Bill 293 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
35 yeas, no nays.
House Bill 293 has passed the House. Clerk, please read the next item on today's calendar.
House Concurrent Resolution number 31 by the Resources Committee relating to protection and preservation of the Kenai River. The Committee on Resources has had House Concurrent Resolution 31 under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Ringsted, co-chairman, concurred in by Gall, Schultz, Liska, Cowdery, Euling, and Ringsted, and having no recommendation, Larson and Vasca. The Committee on Finance has had House Concurrent Resolution 31 under consideration, recommends it do pass and attaches a 0 fiscal note and a fiscal note that's in House Supplement number 60. The report was signed by Mr. Adams, Chairman, concurred in by Adams, Hurlburt, Groff, Grusendorf, Martin, and Bettisworth. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Are you ready? Is there debate? Are you ready for the question?
Question.
Question is, shall House Concurrent Resolution number 31 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
31 yeas, 4 nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 31 has passed the House. Will the clerk please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 10 by Bennett and Fehrenkamp, designating Festival Fairbanks as the entity responsible for producing a radio and television simulcast to begin the celebration of the 25th anniversary of statehood. The Committee on State Affairs has had Senate Concurrent Resolution 10 under consideration and recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Mr. Abood, Chairman, concurred in by Abood, M.M. Miller, Larson, Schultz, Furness, and Cowdery. I have one amendment on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Will the clerk please read the First Amendment?
Amendment number 1 by Mr. Vasca. Page 1, line 14. After Alaska, add the 11,000th anniversary of the Alaska Native settlement in Alaska.
Representative Vaska?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move the amendment and ask unanimous consent.
There is objection. Representative Vaska?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Often on this floor, I've mentioned that sometimes I look at history a little bit differently than what the United States or people from the United States, European extraction, do. And basically what I'm asking in the amendment is to include the fact that as part of the 25th anniversary of the state of Alaska, that we include a recognition of the earlier settlement of the state by Alaska Native peoples. And the closest approximation for entry into Alaska, according to archaeologists, is around 11,000 years. And I think that as part of the statehood recognition, the resolution designating the festival of designating Festival Fairbanks as entity responsible should take into account the earliest settlement of Alaska, even though it is unrecorded and in many instances very difficult to pinpoint an exact date. I think there should be some recognition of that.
Is the objection maintained to the amendment? Representative Bettesworth?
Yes, Mr. Speaker, the objection is maintained. If the it's a certainly worthwhile and noble cause that the speaker is talking about, and I would certainly encourage any efforts along those lines in the form of resolutions or actions to take place during our 25th anniversary. But this resolution today speaks only to the first day of the 25th year of statehood and asks that the Fairbanks Festival 84 organization be designated as the organization to open the year-long festivities and celebration in the state of Alaska, and does not pertain to any other particular activities that may take place statewide.
Representative Vaska?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not objecting to that part of the opening of the 25th anniversary. The first whereas simply marks that the 25th anniversary of Alaska statehood, the 100th anniversary of the congressional authorization for the President of the United States to appoint a territorial governor for Alaska, and the 200th anniversary of the first Russian settlement. It's a recognition of historical consequences and the simple addition of 11,000 years of the settlement of Alaska, basically an estimate, just gives that simple recognition by this legislature.
Is there further debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 1 to the Senate Concurrent Resolution, to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10? I'll restate the question. The question is, shall the House adopt Amendment Number 1 to Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Representative Cowdery?
Yes, from yea to nay.
Cowdery from yea to nay. Representative Pestinger?
From yea to nay.
Pestinger from yea to nay. Clerk, may take the roll. Amendment Number 1 has been adopted. Clerk, have further amendments? Are you is there a debate? Are you ready for the question? Question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, amended House, pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Clerk may take the roll.
34 yeas, no nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 10, amended House, has passed the House. We have 4 citations on today's calendar, sponsored by the members of the other body, and if, unless there's objection, I'm going to ask the Majority Leader for a motion adopting all the citations on today's calendar. Representative Schultz.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was going to ask for a brief at ease, but maybe I could just ask that I be included on the citation honoring the Tri-Valley Band.
Without objection, Representative Schultz will... There are, by the way, there are little slips on your desk that you can send up. Representative Davis.
Yes, I'd like to be included in a citation for Pete McManus also.
For who?
Pete McManus.
Without objection, Representative Davis will be shown as co-sponsor. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the citations appearing on today's calendar are approved. This brings us to the end of today's calendar and to unfinished business. I have 2 items of unfinished business. House Bill 94, an act relating to the seizure of items used in or in aid of fish and game violations, presently is in rules. However, we now have a fiscal note for that bill. At this time, I'm going to add a Finance Committee referral for House Bill 94. Also, for the information of the body, in your limbo file is a message from the other body relating to House Bill 79. There's a problem that has been pointed out by our Council at Legislative Affairs and relayed back to us by the Senate Chairman of the Judiciary Committee relating to a court rule, and we'll have to deal with that. I wanted to point it out since I plan to deal with that on Monday. Further unfinished business to come before the body? Announcement of committee meetings. Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to appeal to the entire membership of the body regarding House Bill 79. A lot of people that I've tried to get to sign on to pass the bill have the idea that this somehow impedes the course of justice. Actually, in my opinion, and the opinion of others who have more knowledge of these things, it aids in the course of justice. It is not possible for lawyers to form a vendetta against a judge because he has rendered unfavorable opinions on other matters, so that in a given area, the judge, as actually happened, might be very stiff in his sentencing of drunk drivers and therefore incurred the wrath and the displeasure of the local attorneys, who can then begin to peremptorily disqualify him. And if that happens, the judge becomes ineffective on other cases that have nothing to do with drunk driving. And therefore, he sits there, and a jurisdiction that has many judges will have to send somebody down to take his place. It renders the local judge ineffective. And I urge you to please sign on when I come around and ask you to sign on the bill. Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I was going to object to the prior statements because they weren't appropriate, but didn't, and will simply make a brief reply. This bill was before this body and was totally and completely debated by this body. There were votes on it. Let me just say that I disagree with the statements from the prior speaker that the passage of this bill and the resulting amendment of court rule will, in my mind, destroy the credibility of the judiciary. You all remember these arguments, but certainly I do not agree with the argument of the prior speaker that passing this legislation will improve the judiciary. It will do just exactly the opposite and create a perception in the minds of people who face that judge that they may be facing a biased judge and can do nothing about it.
You're right, Representative Clarkson. Both your and Representative Fritz's statements are really not appropriate under announcements or even unfinished business, either should be dealt with under special orders or when we have the bill back before us. A further announcement of committee meetings? Representative Malone? Reconsideration of House Bill 334. Will the clerk please read the bill?
House Bill Number 334 by the Labor and Commerce Committee. An act relating to stays during appeals of administrative orders under the Administrative Procedure Act, AS 4462.
Representative Malone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There was comments the other day that this bill is overbroad in what it's attempting to do. That may be the case, Mr. Speaker, and because I think it might be, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the bill be held over in third reading until Monday's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, House Bill 334 will be held over in third reading until Monday's calendar. Will the House please stand at ease? Before the at ease, we were to announcement of committee meetings. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, it's not a committee meeting, but it is an announcement. I'll just remind the members that the governor's prayer breakfast will be this coming Friday. The invitations we received indicated that the deadline for reservations was May 13. In the governor's office. If members contact the governor's office, they may not have tickets, but if they don't, the two bookstores downtown here do, and if they don't, these members can contact me, and I'm sure we can get you one or two. As a matter of fact, I have one extra ticket in my billfold right now if anybody wants to buy just one, but I'll just make that announcement, Mr. Speaker. Also, I've been asked to announce that at the Douglas Methodist Church this coming Sunday at 7:30 p.m., if you like to sing the great hymns of the church, this will be a special session on the subject of, or not subject of, but the theme of the great hymns of the church. So anybody that enjoys that kind of music are welcome at the Douglas Methodist Church.
Representative Abood.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will be a House Anchorage delegation, thank you, in the Speaker's office on a motion to adjourn.
Representative Vraska? Representative Clarkson?
Are we invited?
Yes.
No.
If you're from Anchorage and you belong to the House, you're invited.
What's the agenda?
You'll be told that when we get there.
Representative Vraska?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to invite members of the body to the opening of an exhibit at the State Museum. It's called Inua, the Spirit World of the Eskimo, and it's a collection by Nelson in the late 1800s. The Lieutenant Governor will be giving the opening remarks tonight at 7 o'clock at the museum, and it's a beautiful exhibit of Eskimo art, basically, is how it's viewed. Thank you.
Representative Fritz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to substantiate and underwrite and endorse what the previous speaker has said. I went to the talk regarding that collection last night, which of course enhances one enjoyment of it, but I would very strongly recommend the members of this body to attend the exhibit. Thank you.
Further announcements? Representative Szymanski?
Yes, there'll be a House Minority Anchorage delegation meeting immediately following adjournment.
Further announcements? Representative Abood?
I hope, Mr. Speaker, that doesn't preclude the all members from the Anchorage area to come into the meeting that in our meeting right upon that motion to adjourn. And one more thing, I heard about the response to the minority leader's announcement of the great hymns. I think that's very wonderful. I hope that the great hers will also be in attendance.
Representative Szymanski.
Just for clarification, the Anchorage delegation, minority delegation, will have a brief meeting, and then we'll join the delegation.
Representative Duncan? House Police Standardies. Before the at ease, we were to announcements. Are there further announcements? Special orders? Representative Miller?
I'll be brief, Mr. Speaker. Just a suggestion, respectfully submitted, that if we're going to have Saturday sessions, I would suggest we have a bigger, more impressive calendar than this.
Further special orders? Representative Barnes?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday, May 16th, 1983.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the House stands in adjournment until 10 a.m. Monday.